There's no question you're going to have days where you don't have your best. So how do you respond to them? Good morning, competitor. Jake here, your chief encouragement officer, and this is your midweek message. Because listen, the reality is you're going to have days where you don't have your best. And that's honestly outside of our control. We have days where we wake up and man, we're sluggish. We have days where we go into the gym and the weight that we threw around yesterday feels 10 times heavier today. We have days where we wake up and we're foggy or our brain is just kind of in this cloud. We have days where we struggle from on game day, even performance side, where things aren't clicking the way they used to be. We can't get into that flow state. We're going to have days where we're not at our best. And it's really important on those days that one, we still love ourselves. We still accept ourselves. We still understand that even in these moments where we don't have our best, there's something missing. There's a gear that we can't find, that we still love ourselves. And just as important, we take pride in still giving our best. Just because we don't have our best that day is not an excuse to not give our best that day. And the thing I found is the days I struggle, the days I know I just am not at my A game. Because you know what it feels like to have that A game. You know what it feels like when everything's in flow, when you're feeling good, when you're feeling strong, you got the high energy, everything works. And then you know those days that you don't. But on the days that you don't, the most important thing you can do at the end of that day is be confident that you gave your absolute best. That you didn't mentally check out because you didn't have your best, that you didn't take your foot off the gas and give less than your best efforts because you didn't have your best, that you didn't choose to have a negative attitude or blow up on people because, quote, you just weren't at your best that day. Because the thing is, you have to love yourself in the good and the bad, because having your best in that moment does not make you any less worthy of that self-love. But just as important, just because you don't have your best does not excuse you of the responsibility of giving your best. If you're at 40% today, you better give all 100% of that 40%. If you're at 10% today, you better give all 100% of that 10%, because that's what winners do. And more than that, those are the days that truly build our confidence. We've talked in the past this month about the importance of our mental carry-on. And what's more important of adding into that mental carry-on than on the days that we lacked our best, the days that we struggled, the days that things didn't go our ways, the days that we didn't feel it, that we still had the power and the agency to show up and give our best, to still show up and coach and manage our people to the best of our ability, even when we didn't feel it, to force a smile on our face and to choose an optimistic attitude when we had a fender bender coming into work or we're stressed out about this. That builds confidence, because what that says is I'm in control of my emotions. I'm in control of my actions. I'm in control of myself. I'm not a victim to things outside of my control. I control me. And having the confidence that you can do that is something to take pride in. It's something to love about yourself, because it says I have more power over me than maybe I used to give myself credit to, than most people give themselves credit for. And so I want to encourage you today as we're going through this week, because we're getting to that part of the year. We're almost there to summer. And we know what happens. It's the dog days. People start to check out. They want to go through the motions. They don't want to be in the office. They don't want to be doing work. They want to be having fun. And there's nothing wrong with having fun. But are you having fun on the days you intended to have fun? Are you having fun and checking out on the days where you need to be counted on? And so this week, I want to challenge you, regardless of how much you have in the tank, 10%, 50%, heck, maybe today's the day you're feeling good and you got all 100%. You owe it to yourself to give all 100% of what you got, to not let how you feel or the fact that you may be a little bit off become the excuse to give less than your best, to choose a negative attitude, to go through the motions, because today is a day you won't get back. And today could be the day that you make a profound impact on someone else. And so make your choices intentionally. Choose your attitude wisely and understand that the best of the best do not have their best every single day. If you've watched sports, you've seen your favorite player has had off nights. However, What does their attitude and effort look like on the days that they don't, quote, have it? Because how they show up and give 100% of what they got in that moment is really what determines how much greater they are when they're feeling 100%. So do the same thing. It's all about giving your best to whatever that best looks like today, because that's what you hang your hat on, is that no matter what, no matter how I felt, no matter my situation, no matter my mood, no matter my energy level, I'm going to be someone every single day that's going to give my best efforts, that's going to give my best attitude, and is going to take action toward what I want, toward my better self and the life I desire, because this whole society and world as a whole is not doing that. And so every day I do that, I'm taking pride and building confidence in the fact that I'm making choices most people won't make, and I'm going to go get the results that most people wish they had. I'm cheering for you. Go win your day. Thanks again, competitor, for tuning in to another episode of the Compete Everyday Podcast. This is Jake Thompson, your Chief Encouragement Officer, and I'm glad you're here because that means you're a driven leader who wants to maximize your performance and pursue greatness in every area of your life. To learn more about Compete Every Day, get involved in our leadership cohort, or find resources to help you lead better and succeed more, visit CompeteEveryday.com. I'll see you next episode.